Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Galatians chapter 6, we finished verses 7 through 10. So, follow today as we start verses 11 through 18.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready in Galatians chapter 6 as we prepare now to do the last section of the chapter, verses 11 through 18, in this great study of the book of Galatians. So have pencil and paper ready and follow along. Now, at any point, you may have lost out on one of our studies. Sometimes radio stations go off the air or something happens and they miss a section of a chapter, for an example. You can go to our website at www.sermonaudio.com/Central Baptist. That's www.sermonaudio.com/, that's that right-leaning line that's right under the question mark on the keyboard of your computer. And then put Central Baptist, CentralBaptist. When you get there, just scroll down and go to Sermons by Bible. Get on Galatians 6. There's even a place there when it takes you to the book of Galatians, that you can just go to the chapter, then you can look at the places where you might have missed. And so that's just one of the things that can do to help you. All of it is on our website. We keep it there, and we keep it there for your purposes. We've had many who have gone back and downloaded entire books, and they use those downloads to re-listen to them on their devices and to be able to use them when they're studying or when they are teaching a lesson somewhere or preaching somewhere. And we've had many use these things. So we praise the Lord for that. And we want you to know that's available to you free from our end of it. Now, from your end, you've got to pay for your internet, of course. You've got to pay for your computer. You've got to pay for all that. But if you have all that, you can download them from our website free. Now, just a couple announcements here before we get into our message of two great things that I want to share with you. First of all, the National Sword of the Lord Conference is July 25 through 28. That is the 25th through the 28th and at Walkertown, North Carolina at the Gospel Light Baptist Church under the ministry of Dr. Bobby Robertson. And Dr. Shelton Smith, the editor of Sword of the Lord, is there, has a great lineup of preachers ready to preach for us. It's always tremendous. The preaching in itself is outstanding. As a matter of fact, that if there are those of you who are pastors out there, let me just encourage you to do this. Come to that meeting, and especially on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, from 1 o'clock or 1:30 to 3 o'clock, 1:30 to 3 each afternoon, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Dr. Smith holds his own little school of the prophets. He talks to you about the local church issues. He talks about issues of the day and things that you can do to make your local church a better local church. Very biblical, based in Bible, tells you how the Lord did it in the ministry where he was. And he'll show you the things that you ought to do as a pastor according to the Word of God. Listen, I have gone to those now for several years, and I just feel like I get a boatload of things out of it. As a matter of fact, I get the CDs of the entire conference with the School of the Prophets that Dr. Smith teaches. And let me just say, it is outstanding. I listen to it in my van as I'm driving down the highway, and I'll listen to those things over again. And so it's interesting because you can listen to one sermon about three times, and each time you'll say, well, I don't remember hearing that in there before. And so let me encourage you to go to the Sword Conference. Every one of you probably would like to take a vacation this summer. Well, why not go to the National Sword of the Lord Conference? You can go to the Sword of the Lord website, click on there, and check out where you can get a motel. There's various motels offering special rates for those that go to the Sword Conference. Let me encourage you to do so. It'll be a great time for you. Now, a second thing I want to announce, and this is very special. It's the first time I'm announcing it on our radio program, so let me encourage you to do this. September 12th through the 20th of 2016, we are taking a trip to the Holy Land. That's right, we're going to Israel, and we call it the Bible in Beulah Land. Oh, we go to so many wonderful places there. I remember going to the Galilee for the first time, and even our motels there in Tiberias. Remember, is it the Sea of Tiberias where Jesus walks on the water? And it's also there at Tiberias after the resurrection that he's cooking some fish there on a fire when he calls out the disciples, children, have you caught any meat? And they had the resurrected Savior's there. And so what a special place that is. We go to Caesarea where they kept Paul in prison there to wait before Felix and Festus and King Agrippa and all of those. And what a place that is. And then we also see the various places around there. We go to Caesarea. We go to the places that you only read about, you only thought about. Capernaum. What about the place where Jesus grew up as a boy? Now, think of that, because we go there every time into Nazareth, and there's a Nazareth village there. We visit that tremendous. Oh, it's just a tremendous thing to go to. We then visit the various places around there, Cana of Galilee. We baptize in the River Jordan. And then we go on to the Dead Sea. We visit Masada in Gedi, where David hid from Saul in the cave. And then we also go to Qumran, where those old manuscripts were found, you know, the Dead Sea Scrolls. And what a great time that is. We also go to Jerusalem. Now, one of the most moving things for me is to be in the Judgment Hall, the place where our Lord was whipped with the Roman whip. And we read Isaiah chapter 53, knowing that somewhere within 50 feet of where you're sitting, our Savior was whipped. And then we go from there and we go to Golgotha, the Garden Tomb, Gordon's Calvary, it's often called. And it's just tremendous, the few days that we're there in Jerusalem. And so let me encourage you to come with us. It's going to be again. It will be the 12th through the 20th of September of 2016. You can get the price and everything you need to do. You can even register online, do everything you need to do. We'll be teaching the Bible at each spot, and we'll have others that will be giving little special testimonies and things all along the way. So don't miss out on it. And that is September the 12th through the 20th. Go with us and hear the Bible in Beulah Land as we have, you might just say, a great time in Israel. And I want you to come along with us too there. You can go to our website and find out about it. If you aren't on the web, you don't have those kind of things, you just listen by radio, then you can write us and ask me to send you a brochure, and I'll send you a brochure with everything you need. On the other hand, if you go to our website, You can go to either our www.centralbaptistocala.org, or you can go to our sermon audio site that we gave you earlier, sermonaudio.com/centralbaptist. And we will have it up on both of those sites so that you can go to the site and check on the Holy Land trip. And we want you to go with us. And it will be a great time together. Well, I hope that you've written those things down and that you'll follow along with us. And now I hope you'll have your Bible open to follow along with us in the Word of God as we start now the last section here of Galatians chapter 6 and the book of Galatians. And today we'll begin with verse 11. Now understand, we finished verses 1 through 5, which was the application outward of walking in the Spirit. And then we looked at verses 6 through 10, the application inward of walking in the Spirit. Now today we begin with application against walking in false doctrine. And we see that in verses 11 through 16. Now understand, those who walk in the flesh will eventually walk in false doctrine. And we see that in verses 11 and 12. First, let's read verse 11. Ye see how large a letter I have written unto you with mine own hand. Now, that's important that he says that, and we'll see the why of that here in just a few moments. But he says, I've written you a large letter in my own hand, with mine own hand. And so we begin to see the importance of this thing before us. These folks knew about the apostles' eye problem. We saw that back in chapter 4, verses 14 and 15, where we read, and my temptation, which was in my flesh, ye despised not, nor rejected, but received me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. Where is then the blessedness ye spake of? For I bear you record that if it had been possible, ye would have plucked out your own eyes and had given them to me. Now, it was known that the apostle usually dictated the words the Holy Spirit gave him to someone to write. And so, it's interesting in that point because the Holy Spirit breathed out every word, and Paul would breathe out each word exactly to somebody who would write it for him. But here, in Galatians, he writes it himself in large letters. Now, I know the feeling of that. Those familiar with the computer, New Times Roman, you know, that's the font. And I usually had a 12 font, and I always did my outlining in capital letters. Well, now I've got to do it in a 15 font. And every once in a while, I even struggle with that. So I found that even with the way things were, my eyes continued to get worse. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands.